Friendship is a single soul existing between two bodies. Aristotle. I lost my friend today. Grace. I don't say my dog because she was my friend. She wasn't even a dog as far as I'm concerned. I don't think she thought she was a dog either. She didn't do anything dogs did. She didn't lick herself or her. I'd known Grace for 9 years. I heard her bark maybe 3 times. So she died in her sleep. And I have to think and that it was peaceful. She was my best friend. She will always be my best friend. I've lost quite a few dogs, pets in my life. I love and miss them all. Amos was before Grace, and Amos was my boy. But Grace will always be my number one girl. She made me smile, made me laugh. She still does, even now. She was a good friend. And as far as a dog goes, she was a great dog. She didn't act like a dog, didn't treat her like a dog, but she was, as far as dog goes, she was a good dog. I mean, this dog was curb trained, leash, she could walk around leashless. I would take her to the park, and never did I have to pick up her poop, because she would always go poop in the woods. I think in the 9 years that I walked her, I think I picked up her poop once. And I think she even felt bad that day that I had to do it. But she was my girl. She is my girl. It's hard. And we've all lost loved ones and pets. And it is true that our pets become family. The stories they could tell if they could talk. Grace was getting up there. She was old. But she still had it in her. She still, her back legs were going and she could hardly run or even jog, but it didn't matter. She'd keep going. I always say if she lost her back leg, she would have just dragged behind her. But she was my bitch. My fat girl. My number one. My Graysums. I often think to myself, why am I still here? Why haven't I gotten on the road? I've never really been in one spot for more than 5 years. I've been in New Bedford now for going on 10. And I always said once Grace was gone, I'd really have no reason to stay. It's not necessarily true anymore. I have a couple of other reasons to stay, but it sucks with any kind of death, whether a friend or a family member or an animal. Like, we're so prone to making ourselves feel guilty about not seeing them, or I was going to go see her yesterday. Grace doesn't live with me. Grace isn't even my dog. I think a lot of people think she is my dog, but she's not. She's my neighbor's dog, and my neighbors are my family, and Grace always lived across the street from me. And now she, as the last year, she's had to live with another family member, but I would go see her, but not as often as I was when she first went there, and that's where the guilt came in. Like, I was going to get her yesterday, but it was raining out. You come up with these excuses, Same thing with people. I lost a friend, Scotty, about a month ago, and told him the same thing. I'm going to come see you, and I never went and saw him. Marcus Aurelius, in Meditations, says over and over again, life is fleeting. And it really is. A Thief in the Night. Take things for granted. So we think about tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I can only imagine how many times I've said that in my life. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. And those things never get done. And it just adds up. Regrets. Grace was a good dog. She was a Ridgeback, a lion hunter. Now, Grace spent most of her time hunting squirrels, but you could see it when she would hunt them. She would. Ridgebacks are an amazing dog. They are bred to hunt lions, literally. And they would put their hair, they would put their backs down like a lion on a hunt. They would scooch down and walk, just like a lion or a cat would. But Grace, with Ridgebacks, they have a hairline on their back that will raise either their hair will literally raise up forward and backward, depending on what it is. So if it's forward, that means she felt threatened. That's usually what a Ridgeback would do when it was on the scent of a lion. And if the hair raised up towards the back, it was more of, I've found something, but I don't know what it is. And I would see her do that with squirrels. I would see her do it with other dogs. Like if another, it was awesome because other dogs would walk up and she'd be wagging her tail and the dog would be wagging her tail, the other tail. But as soon as I saw Grace's hair raised one way or the other, I knew it was time that that friendly meeting was over. She used to do it all the time. She just did it the other day, but a dog barked at her and her hair went right up forwards. And I'm like, okay, we're going the other way. She was a fat dog. I'm to blame for that. Well, not all of it. I think a lot of people in her family think that it was me, but, you know, every time there's a barbecue, if you guys keep feeding her sausages and stuff, that ain't going to help. I try to give her good treats that wouldn't be too much on her. But she was also at the end of her days, and I think my mother, one of the last times I saw my mother before she passed, she asked me to get her a root beer, and I got a root beer out of the soda machine, and the nurse came out and yelled at me and said, your mother can't have sugar. And I looked at the lady and I said, my mother's 83 years old. If she wants a damn root beer, she's going to get it. And why do you have a soda machine at an old folks' home if it's filled with diabetics in the first place? Grace was, when I quit drinking, I was pretty big when I quit drinking. I weighed about 300 pounds, and the doctor told me I had to lose weight. And I said, how? And he said, go for walks. I said, who the hell am I going to go for a walk with? And he said, well, go by yourself. I said, only insane people would go running or jogging or walking by themselves. My story to that is, that's too much time to think to yourself. Most people probably don't, though. They probably just run. But anyways, he said, well, ask your friends to go with you for a walk. I said, all my friends are at the bar. And one day I walked out of the house and I looked over and there was Grace sitting on the other side of the fence just staring right at me, begging for me to come take her for a walk. I walked over and I was like, me and Grace at the time we had just met and we played and stuff. But so I went inside and I asked her mother, I asked Norma, I said, can I take Grace for a walk? And she said, yeah, anytime. And we walked all the way up until this past Friday. Grace saved my life in a lot of ways. She made sure every day I went for a walk with her. I didn't do it when she left, when she moved to the other house. I didn't go for as many walks, and shit, I probably won't go for any walks now. It'd be weird not to see her on the side of me or next to me or behind me or. Well, we walked and we went places. She was a great van dog. She loved being in the van. She would do a dance. She did it last week. Pull up in the van. She would do this dance where she prances around the van. She knew the van. She knew this van better than anybody else. She knew what it looked like. She knew everything about it. It was up to me. She She'd be in the back of it right now. I've driven her around a few more hours. Life is fleeting. I don't really care what anybody believes anymore. I really don't even know what the hell I believe. But I believe that I want to believe that I'll see her again. Maybe it's all evolution and it's just darkness after this. Maybe I'm crazy for thinking that there's something else, but I don't think about it because I want to go to heaven or have a halo or sit on clouds and talk to God. I think about it because I want to see the people and the animals that I took for granted. I want to be able to walk through the parks of the universe with Grace by my side, chasing cosmic squirrels. She was a great dog. I always wished, I almost always would sit her in the van and we would just be sitting here. She liked to hang out in the van if it was raining. And I would just stare at her and be like, Grace, talk. Nobody's going to know about you and me. Just go ahead and talk. And I think a couple of times she was close to it. But I always joked that, like, Grace would learn how to talk and all she would say is cookie. And I'd ask her, isn't your vocabulary any better than that? And she'd say, well, yeah, I can say everything. We can talk about philosophy, God, whatever you want. But, I mean, really, all any concern I had right now is cookies. Either that or for some reason, I always thought she'd sound like an old black lady. I always thought she'd sound like a, I'm not trying to be racist when I say this, but like an Aunt Jemima. Boy, you better give me another cookie. She was a good dog. She was a good friend. I know some people, they sit around and they talk to their animals and tell them everything, and there's nothing wrong with that. I didn't really do that with Grace. I would talk. We would talk about the silliest things. And she would try to understand. We would always talk about philosophy. And I gotta give her credit. She may not understand a word I said, but at least she listened. Because I try talking about philosophy with anybody that I know or hang out with, and they don't even want to think about it. So, Grace was a good listener. She was a good motivator. We would go out for a walk and then we'd drive someplace in the van, go for a walk and walk around a whole mile radius and then come back to the van and I'd just be pooped, want to sit there and smoke butts and read or something, and then she would lay there for a little bit and then all of a sudden she'd start pushing me out of the van. Like, literally, she would stand, I'd be sitting on the side of the van, inside the van, and she would come up behind me and start pushing her head into my back, telling me to get out. And I said, well, you gotta go poop, you gotta go pee, that's gotta be what it is. And I let her out and she wouldn't have to go poop or pee, she was just trying to get me out of the van. I went camping this weekend and I was gonna bring her, but I didn't. And one of the reasons I didn't is because Grace is notorious for not being able to sleep unless it's her area. One time, Grace, the family went away, and Grace came and stayed with me in my apartment. And I set up all this bedding for her on the floor. And nope, she was like, screw that, I'm sleeping in the bed with you. The problem was, I woke up in the middle of the night, and she's chewing on my elbow. I'm like, what are you doing? And I roll back over to go to bed, she's chewing on my kneecap. What the hell are you doing? And basically, what ended up happening, long story short, I ended up sleeping on the floor, and the dog had the bed. She was good like that. She wouldn't let you, if you tried to crawl in the back of the van bed, she wouldn't let you back there. Either. That was her bed. This van ain't even mine, it's her van. Last week I got to take her out in a friend's car. She's in the van, she can't put her head out the window. I took her out in a friend's car, and boy, I know that everybody knows that dogs love that. Grace. I'd watch her in the rearview mirror and the side mirror, and it was like she was in heaven. Drool going all down the side of the car. She was in heaven. Dogs love that. If you have a dog, you know, and you think you don't spend enough time with her, put them in the car and let them stick their heads out the window. For some reason, that's their greatest enjoyment, and let them enjoy it. I don't know. I'm really not being too cohesive about what I'm saying here. I miss her already. I was going to go see her today and spend the day with her and go to one of our favorite spots. I got the call this morning. It's going to be hard to go to a lot of places that we went together. I live a very solitary life. I'd like to say I don't do it on purpose, but I do. I'm better alone. I have people in my life that are important to me, that I love. But I'm better alone. That's not a self-pity thing, it's just something I finally came to realize. Some people are better alone. I used to be pity myself for it, but I realized that that's just the way it is. I mean, really, when it all comes down to it, we all come in and we all go out alone. No matter how many people are surrounded around you, it's just you. But with Grace, it's like Aristotle said, it's one soul between two bodies. She was just a dog. I gave her cookies. And maybe that's why she loved me. No, but that's all any of it is. People love you because of what you can give them. I hate to say it, but it's true. It's not that people don't love you for real love. It's just that we love things, or we show admiration or friendship towards things because it benefits us in some way. Whether that's through, you know, that person making you happy or stable or whatever, which isn't a bad thing, but maybe Grace just loved me because I gave her cookies and I took her for rides and a walk. You know, but I'll take it. I'll take it, because that friendship that she gave me, I walk Grace without a leash, and she would walk ahead of me, but she would always turn around and make sure I was right behind her. And one time a German Shepherd was running towards us in the park, and Grace stood right in front of me and like got in defense mode. That dog just kept running. And the guy's yelling, "Oh, don't worry, he's friendly." And I'm looking at this German Shepherd, looked like he had blood drilling out of his mouth, running at us full speed. And I'm thinking, I'm going to have to stab a dog, and I love dogs. That dog ran up, saw Grace. Grace let out two little yelps and a snarl, and that dog pissed itself and ran away. She was my girl. She's my number one. I don't know what happens after this. I tried figuring it all out. It's not in a book. It's not what some other man tells you. That's just another man's opinion. I don't have anything against faith. Everybody should believe what they want, but I definitely do believe that we're all here to find our own truth, and I don't know what my truth is. I don't need to be saved or redeemed. I just want to see them all again. I want them all to know that I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I never came and said goodbye. Life is fleeting. Don't take it for granted. I love you all.